Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the 5 o'clock news. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, the government says Budget 2024 offers help to households and businesses. 19 families in Ballymacool Estate located in Letterkenny have received eviction notices. A firework was thrown into the letterbox of a house on Dr. McGinley Road in Letterkenny on Sunday night last. The former Assistant General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital says the management and consultants at the hospital welcomed the review of an emergency department being sought by Donegal GPs, and traffic lights at the Polestar roundabout are to be switched on next week. These stories in full plus more. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport. First in news, the government says Budget 2024 offers helps to households and businesses. The €6.4 billion package was unveiled before the Dáil this afternoon. Andrew Louth reports from government buildings.
The average worker will be about €15 a week better off after increased tax credits, cuts to the USC and the entry point for the higher rate of tax going up to €42,000. Meanwhile, parents, social welfare recipients and students can see additional help as a result of the €2.3 billion cost of living package. Childcare is also to come down by a quarter later next year. Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue believes the budget strikes a balance.
Our public finances will gradually, step by difficult step, return to health, from deficit to balance to surplus. And this budget, presented by Minister McGrath and I today, continues that approach.
Of note, there was little information about the health budget other than its €22.5 billion. The same can be said for housing, although the rent tax credit is up to €750, while there is also incoming relief for small landlords, something Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty isn't happy with.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have caused the housing crisis, and today's budget is further confirmation that they are not the ones to fix it. We needed a budget for renters. Instead, we got a budget for landlords.
The rest of the opposition groups will deliver their responses to the Dáil later this evening. Andrew Lyons, Leinster House.
All welfare payments will increase by €12 per week, and a Christmas bonus will be paid out in the month of December for recipients. There will also be a once-off double week cost of living payment in January. Stephen Moffat from children's charity Bernardo's says he's concerned about what will happen after these once-off payments end.
You know, again, we haven't seen an increase of social welfare rates in line with inflation. So over the longer term, that might mean that families next year, once the once-off measures are gone, might be struggling again. So that's, you know, our biggest concern is about the medium-term impact on families. They're still going to be worrying.
Meanwhile, motorists are facing rising petrol and diesel prices of up to 3 cent per litre, with the increase in carbon tax announced in Budget 2024. However, an increase in fuel excise of 8 cent on petrol and 6 cent on diesel due at the end of October has been delayed. Those increases will come in April and August next year in two separate instalments. CEO of Fuels for Ireland, Kevin McPartland, says the excise duty deferral is a positive.
The deferral of the excise duty reinstatement makes no difference to fuel retailers because they just collect it on behalf of the government. So we didn't really have a strong view on that, except to say we don't want to see our consumers paying more than they have to. So that was a good move. And the fact that they've made it clear that it's pushed out for quite a way, I mean, it's really pushed out for almost a year for the full reinstatement, which is something which will help reduce the prices for consumers going forward.
19 families in Ballymacool Estate located in Letterkenny have received eviction notices. In a letter issued by the developer landlord, they say that due to changes in the company, the houses are being sold. Cahill McFinn, chair of Ballymacool Residents Association, spoke to Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show. He says there is very little accommodation available for rent in the area, and what is simply is not affordable to working class families.
We have a lot of worry and anger and frustration at the fact that these families are now facing homelessness. We think it's just an awful situation. You know, with the way things are at the minute, there's no accommodation out there for these families in reality facing homelessness, where they have no place to go. We've been looking on daft.ie, for example, for to see how many premises are available for rent in the locality. So we have basically 15 properties that are available for rent around the area, but none of these None of these properties are affordable for working class families at the end of the day. So we have been in touch with and working closely with Councillor Neil Collum, Miguel Asbug, who has been in contact with Donegal County Council housing manager Nedir Kenny for us, to ask that staff are available to meet and support these unfortunate families. We have also been working closely with CATU, who are the Community Action and Tenants Union, and we've had some constructive discussion with them.
Gardaí say there's been a sharp increase in the number of incidents involving fireworks being reported this year, and are warning their use could lead to large fines or up to 5 years in prison. It follows an incident in which a firework was thrown into a letterbox of a house on Dr. McGinley Road in Letterkenny on Sunday night last. Sergeant Eunan Walsh outlined what happened on today's Community Garda slot.
Last Sunday night, the 1st of October, between 9 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. the firework was placed in the letterbox of a house and the front door of the house went on fire. Fortunately, the occupier of the house was at home at the time and was able to extinguish the fire. However, there was extensive damage to the door and the house was filled with smoke. And again, I would hate to think what would have happened to property if the occupier had not been present. Just to be a bit aware, we have more reports of fireworks this year than we had in other years. I don't know the reason why. Maybe coming out of COVID, people more access to fireworks. I'd ask people to be wary, you know, when their children are coming home in the evening, if they go to their bedroom straight away, maybe suspicious of hiding something. It may be a firework. They may not know the consequences of what damage a firework can cause. And the penalties are quite severe. It's been something that's been treated quite seriously. Igniting an illegal firework, penalty is up to €10,000 and a maximum imprisonment of 5 years. Throwing an ignited firework at a person or property, which would be the crime in this case we're making the appeal. So €10,000 and again up to 5 years imprisonment. And again, possession of illegal fireworks with intent to sell them or supply them to other people, again the same penalties, €10,000 and or 5 years imprisonment. So again, quite severe penalties, something which we've taken quite serious, and we're asking people to be mindful and be aware of the fireworks and that they are illegal, and most of all the damage they can cause to people, to property and indeed to pets.
A former assistant general manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says the management and consultants at the hospital would welcome the review of emergency department being sought by Donegal's GPs, 78 of whom signed a letter to the health minister this week. The letter calls for a review of the hospital's services, a visit to the county by Minister Stephen Donnelly to meet with GPs and SAILTA, and the establishment of a group that would be led by GPs. Paddy Rooney says despite the GPs only saying 5% of their patients are referred to ED, the hospital's own figures show a significant increase in GP referrals in recent years. He said it's unfortunate that the GPs have questioned the competence of management at the hospital, saying they share the same concerns.
I suspect if you chose any cohort of GPs around the country that they could equally pen a similar letter to the Minister of Health about their local hospital, and the content of it wouldn't be any different. The letter is very well constructed, and I think that very few people can argue with the content of the letter, because it's expressing the deep frustration on behalf of GPs who are looking for access to secondary care for their patients, and also about the feelings of patients themselves about their experience. But I have to say it's also expressing the experience as well of hospital consultants. I mean, Dr. Cameron Peter was on your programme within the last 2 years, more or less articulating the same thing from the receiving end. But I have to say as well, it's not in the letter, but it articulates the feeling of hospital management. I remember I was that soldier, part of that team one time, and there was a huge frustration on our part that we felt that we didn't have the configuration and the tools to be able to meet the demand. Because in the letter, they talk about a review of the services. I think everybody in the round is going to welcome that. And I'm talking about hospital. I haven't spoken to anybody now in the last 24 hours about this in the hospital, but hospital management will greet this warmly, and so will hospital consultants.
Members of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District have urged anyone experiencing mental health difficulties to seek help. The issue was raised in the chamber this afternoon by Mayor Councillor Kevin Bradley, who said the area has lost too many people as a result of mental health issues, two of them very recently. Councillor Bradley raised the issue at the opening of the meeting after attending a number of events marking the designation of today as World Mental Health Day. Members stood for a minute in memory of those who lost their lives and in solidarity with their families. Traffic lights at the Polestar roundabout will be switched on in 7 days' time on October 17th. Donegal County Council say the installation of the lights is a key element in the Letterkenny Urban Traffic Management Project to see the improvement of traffic flow in the town. It's also hoped the lights will create a safe means of passage for cyclists and pedestrians alike. The public are warned that there will be a 2-week adjustment period that may see the lights switched off to facilitate a series of tests and calibrations. Gardaí are investigating an incident in which a man was attacked and robbed in Buncrana on Friday evening last. A male was assaulted by two others. On the Community Garda slot during today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh made this appeal for information.
This occurred last Thursday night, Friday morning, the 8th of October at approximately 6:25 a.m. A male victim was assaulted by two other males in the vicinity of Church Street and Keharadori Avenue, in the vicinity of the Lake of Shadows Hotel. He was assaulted on a number of occasions and actually followed over towards Swan Park by the offenders. And he had badly assaulted and a number of personal items stolen from him. Jewellery, his ring and a watch. So again, quite a vicious, unprovoked assault which is investigated by the Gardaí Buncrana. And the appeal is to contact Gardaí Buncrana 07493 20540 or the Garda Confidential Line 1-800-666-111. Again, anybody who may be in the area at the time may not have witnessed the attack, but may have seen males in the area, and we're asking them to come forward, please.
The time is just gone, 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with all the latest in sport.
Every year, about 2,600 people in Ireland get bowel cancer. Bowel screening helps to reduce your risk of developing it. The age range for bowel screen is changing. If you are aged 59 to 69, register for a free bowel screen test kit. Once you've done the test at home, return it by free post and we'll test your sample. If you need follow-up tests, we'll let you know. Register today at bowelscreen.ie or free phone 1800 45 45 55 from the HSE.
Charlie McLafferty Funeral Directors, serving Letterkenny and the surrounding areas for over 100 years. Charlie McLafferty Funeral Directors. Let our family take care of your family and guide you through a difficult time.
Homeowners, it's time to unlock incredible savings on your energy bills. Efficient Renewables is here to reduce your energy consumption. Say goodbye to skyrocketing costs and hello to renewable energy solutions. With no VAT on solar panels and the generous grants for both solar panels and heat pumps, see these innovative systems in action in our state-of-the-art showroom in Newton Cunningham today. Contact Efficient Renewables on 074 97 08320.
At AXA, we know running a home can run up your costs too. That's why you can save up to 30% on our home insurance. Get a quote today. Together, we've got this. AXA. Know you can. Policy terms and conditions apply. Minimum premium is €160. A 30% discount is available after 3 consecutive years claims-free, 15% after 2 consecutive years, and 10% after 1 year claims-free. AXA Insurance DAC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Sheridan Security, now introducing zero-wire smart alarm systems. Zero wire, zero mess, and a real peace of mind. With a simple press of a button, your alarm can be set or unset, or download the free app and control it from your phone. Call us today on 074 912 6025 and get your alarm from €299. Stay local, stay safe and protect what you value most with Sheridan Security Systems.
Our McCullough Jewellers in Letterkenny are synonymous with fine jewellery, quality watches and giftware. With stores at Main Street, Letterkenny and the Letterkenny Shopping Centre or online at ourmcculloch.com. You can choose from their quality product range in a relaxed atmosphere. And their sales staff will be happy to help you make the right choice, whatever the occasion. Our McCullough Jewellers, making moments magical for generations.
TFI Local Link, your local bus service, keeping rural communities in Donegal connected as part of the Transport for Ireland network. For more on service arrangements, visit transportforireland.ie.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by the Michael Murphy Sports Official GAA Sale, starting this Wednesday the 11th, with 30% of all official Donegal GAA leisure wear. Shop and save online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We're going to the sports desk to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donna Marie. The FIA has pledged to invest €6.2 million Legacy Fund from Euro 2028 Into Irish football. The Ireland and UK bid won the hosting rights on a post today in Neon in Switzerland. Six games will be played in Dublin, while a redeveloped Casement Park will also host matches. FAI CEO Jonathan Hill wants the legacy fund to be spent on grassroots League of Ireland and international football. Hill says it's good that the hard work has now been recognised.
Yeah, obviously we're very pleased. We've worked really hard over the last 3 years in relation to putting the bid together. So for all of that hard work to be recognised is very pleasing. So we'll take today and we'll enjoy it. But then we'll look hard at the next 5 years. And yeah, in many ways that work starts now.
Meanwhile, Ulster GAA says the UK and Ireland's successful bid for Euro 2028 will provide a key moment on the road to getting the new Casement Park built. After years of hold-ups, legal challenges and spiralling costs, it's hoped that work at the Belfast venue will now start in early 2024. Patrick Nielsen is Chief Executive of the Irish Football Association.
Many years ago, we would never have dreamed of being able to host a major finals tournament in Northern Ireland. So it will allow every boy and girl in Northern Ireland to grow up thinking of, dreaming of and hoping that they'll wear the green shirt.
Meanwhile, Turkey and Italy have been confirmed as the hosts for the following European tournament, which will be in 2032. The Republic of Ireland trained today ahead of Friday's Euro 2024 qualifier against Greece in Dublin. Stephen Kenny's side will then travel to Faro for a meeting with Gibraltar on Monday. Birmingham City Chief Executive Gary Cook says a misalignment between the board and John Eustace was the reason for the sacking of the head coach. That was despite the club sitting sixth in the championship and in contention for promotion. Wayne Rooney is in negotiations to take over. He returned from Washington after mutually agreeing to leave DC United at the weekend. Eden Hazard has announced his retirement from football. The former Chelsea winger left Real Madrid at the end of last season. Hazard won two Premier League titles and scored 110 goals in his 352 appearances during his time with Chelsea in London. The 32-year-old also called time on his international career with Belgium at the end of last year. ATU Donegal are off to a good start in their Premier Division campaign. In their opening match of the season, the men's soccer team won their CUFL Colleges men's fixture against ATU Sligo this afternoon by 2-1 at the sports field at Dandenong at the ATU complex. All 3 goals in the game coming from penalties. Gabriel Abaduka scored the 2 for ATU, who ended the game with 9 men. Damien Duffy and Kevin Jordan were sent off in the second half as the players picked up 2 yellow cards. The next game for ATU Donegal is away to Maynooth next week. In rugby, Mac Hansen and James Ryan didn't take to the field for Ireland's training today. Keith Earls, Robbie Henshaw and James Lowe were all on the pitch as Andy Farrell's side ramp up their preparations for Saturday's quarter-final with New Zealand. Meanwhile, Wayne Barnes has been appointed as the referee for Ireland's World Cup quarter-final against New Zealand this coming weekend. The England official was the man in the middle for Ireland's victory over the All Blacks in the third test last summer. Finally, in Gaelic games, John Kiely is expected to be ratified for a further 2 years in charge of the Limerick Hurlers tonight. He'll attempt to lead the county to a 5th All-Ireland in a row next season. And that's your sport, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Gardaí are investigating a burglary which occurred on Thursday last between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the GAA Club in Newton Cunningham. 2 shipping containers were accessed and equipment was stolen, including a lawnmower, a trimmer and a leaf blower. Meanwhile, investigations are also ongoing in relation to a number of burglaries that took place in Letterkenny and Burton Port. Those who believe they have relevant information is asked to come forward. Donal Kavanagh reports.
On Friday night last, at approximately 10:30, 110 loading foot wheels were stolen from the rear of Letterkenny Retail Park to the value of €5,500. Gardaí are seeking information relating to a white transit van that was seen in the area at the time with a partial registration of PHZ. Sometime between 5 on Saturday evening last and 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, another burglary occurred in Letterkenny, this time at a home in Manorview Park. Returning from a night out, the occupant noticed a substantial amount of cash had been stolen, as well as 2 debit cards. Entry had been gained to the house via an open back window. Meanwhile, in Burton Port, Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to a burglary that took place between Sunday, October 1st and the following Monday. Locks were broken and entry was gained to a compound at Mean Bannet. Further locks were then broken in order to enter 4 shipping containers. Nothing was taken. Gardaí in Milford are coordinating that investigation.
An emergency road closure is in effect on the R239 Burnfoot to Muff Regional Road. The closure is located at Drumladui Junction between the L7671 to the R239. The notice was issued by Donegal County Council and it is unknown why it is in effect at this moment in time. Ishka Éireann are progressing works on the €31 million Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorlar sewerage scheme. A planned outage is necessary tomorrow from 6pm until midnight as a result. Heather Lawry reports.
To date, construction of the new pipeline has progressed without impacting customers' water supply. As part of the next phase of works, a water main diversion is needed to allow for new sewer construction on Cockhill Road. It will be necessary for the water supply to be switched off for a period of time until the connection works are completed. Due to the size of the pipes and network, it could take a number of hours for normal supply to return to all customers as water refills the network, especially for those on higher ground or at the end of the network. The outage will impact customers on Cockhill Road, Tullyarvan, Ballymacarry, Ardrava, Cleena, Upper and Lower Ballymagan, Clonblosk and surrounding areas.
The Institute of Public Health says a healthier and more resilient economy is possible in Donegal if the government puts health at the heart of public policy. The Institute, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this month, says the fact that it is a north-south agency recognises that a geographical border offers no protection against disease or ill health. IPH Chief Executive Suzanne Costello says while significant progress has been made in key public health policy areas, such as tobacco control since 1998, both jurisdictions continue to face shared public health challenges that could benefit from enhanced north-south cooperation. She's also calling for health priorities to be considered by all government departments.
Often when we talk about health policy, we're talking about health care and hospitals and sickness and the Department of Health. Every government department and every policymaker at every level, at national level, local authority level, has an impact on our health and the quality of our life and our well-being. And that's a message we're trying to get across to people, to the quality of your life and your well-being is as important as healthcare, which is, of course, very important when you need it.
This is an all-island approach. Both jurisdictions continue to share public health challenges. And if there was cooperation, that could ease things, particularly in border counties like Donegal.
Exactly. There has been a lot of cooperation on healthcare initiatives over the years between North and South. And the Belfast Good Friday Agreement has always had a provision within it for cooperation in public in health, but perhaps not all aspects of that have been explored. We've had great success at some of the hospital arrangements, the cardiac care, paediatric care and some of the ambulance arrangements that people would be quite familiar with, particularly those living in border areas. But there is a lot more that we can do, and we face both north and south and also east and west. Most of Western Europe faces the same health challenges. And many of those, the sicknesses and ill health that we experience today are driven by economic and social factors. And so the solutions are economic and social. And as a lot of the things we face in all the different jurisdictions in these islands are the same, the responses are often the same. So there's real benefit in cooperation. The big focus for all of us is on climate and health. That's really an area that we could absolutely cooperate on, because as we discovered during the pandemic, there are some things that just don't recognise borders, and there are real benefits from cooperation and sharing those particular topic areas.
Now, looking to weather this evening, remaining quite persistent in terms of rain, and it will be warm and humid with temperature highs of 17 to 19 degrees. To conclude this evening's headlines, the government says Budget 2024 offers to help households and businesses. 19 families in Ballymacullagh Estate in Letterkenny have received eviction notices. A firework was thrown into the letterbox of a house at Dr. McGinley Road in Letterkenny on Sunday night last. Former Assistant General Manager at Letterkenny University Hospital says the management and consultants at the hospital would welcome the review of the emergency department being sought by Donegal GPs, and the traffic lights at the Polestar roundabout will be switched on next week. That's all for now. The next news update is at 6 o'clock. Keep up to date with the latest local and budget news on our website highlandradio.com, as well as a live stream of Dáil Éireann. From myself and the Highland Radio News team, good evening. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, October 10th. The death has taken place of Paul Sweeney, Drumachnoo, Churchill. Remains reposing at his sister Mary's residence in Glendowan from 7pm until 11pm this evening and tomorrow from 11am to 11pm. Funeral Mass will take place in St. Columbkill's Church, Glenadowan, at 11 a.m, followed by burial in Garton Cemetery. Funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Winnie Winifred Boyle, née Breslin, Cornass, Kilrain, Glentys. Her remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. and tomorrow evening from 4:30, followed by removal at 5:30 to St. Connell's Church, Glentys, arriving at 6:30. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Strictly family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Peggy Doherty Kane, Tierna Sligo, Urris, Clonmany. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m, going to St. Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Peggy's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Seamus McGonigal, Bolan Iscaheen, Muff. House private tonight, please. Seamus's remains will repose at his home tomorrow from 11 a.m. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Iscaheen, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on iscaheenparish.com. The death has taken place of Anthony Murray, Arden Addition, Manor Cunningham, remains reposing at his home. Wake today and tomorrow from 1 p.m. until after the rosary. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private to family only on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. The death has taken place of Arnie White, Ross View House, Letterkenny Road Convoy. Remains reposing at his late residence. Service at his home tomorrow at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in St. Ninian's Church Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of John McGarvey, 41 Rosemount, Kilmacrenan, formerly Baroness Terman. Remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 3 p.m. in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Family Room ICU, Galway University Hospital, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.